Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Amongst other things in 2020, it's an election year.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because I didn't even think of this, but I saw an article over the weekend and I thought, well, this is something we need to talk about. If you've been displaced from the fires, you can still vote.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that they can't because if they don't have a primary residence anymore, as tragic as that is, they feel like they need that information to go and vote.
Especially this year, we've been where a lot of mail-in votes are going to be happening. And so if you can't get your mail, you can't mail in your vote.
Absolutely. So there's some things that you can do, and we have all this up on our Facebook page, but you can set up a temporary mailing address, and you can do that by October 3rd if you want to go to OregonVotes.gov/myvote.
Okay.
So you can go do that. Again, all this is up on the Facebook page if you don't have it. Voters must provide a residence on their voter registration form, but that address can be any definable county location that you're in. So if you are currently in a shelter, or you're staying with a friend, or maybe you're in a motor home, or you know, the YMCA or whatever it is, you can actually go to the Oregon Secretary of State's website and just find out what county you're in and just put that as your address.
Because a lot of people aren't in the county that they usually vote in.
Right,
and
exactly.
So this is a way to let them know, like, hey, I'm in this county, but I'm in this county right now.
So the good news is you can still vote. We don't care if you vote.
Yeah. I mean,
we don't know who you vote for. Yeah. I'm just saying, it's a big deal. Every 4 years we get to do this. Make sure your voice is heard. And even if you don't have a house or a mailbox anymore, you can still vote.
Speaking of fires and displacement, let's give you an update on the fires and how the new dry weather is going to affect them. Coming up at 7:45 on New Country 99.5 The Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.